Mark, good evening. Welcome back to the show.
Good evening, Joe. Thanks for having me on again.
Not at all. Always great to have you on to chat. So, we always look at the ones to watch going into the Masters. McIlroy still top of that list for you?
I think so. Obviously, you just look at the history of the Masters then. He typically goes to form. Bookies have him second favourite out at 9-1. Scheffler, the odds on, or number one favourite at the moment, 7-2. But yeah, obviously McIlroy there, fifth currently overnight at the Texas Open. So a bit away practicing hard, dedicated himself with this in mind, just doing his best to complete the Grand Slam. So certainly not going to be too far away on Sunday evening, I'd like to think anyway.
Yeah, you just never know what McIlroy capable of putting back-to-back rounds in the low 60s together, but also capable of imploding in some round.
He typically does well when he's sort of under the radar, when he's hyped up to be the number one favourite and heading in, you know, to an event with a bit of form or a bit of media attention on him. It's when he sort of doesn't really perform his best. It's more so when he's sort of least expected. So, I mean, if you look at his form this year, certainly hasn't got much to show since winning the Dubai Desert Classic in January. No top 10 since then, actually. But as I said, currently fifth this evening, headed into the third round of the Texas Open, six shots behind the leader. But yeah, McIlroy been working certainly with Brad Faxon on his putting in recent times. That's took it up another notch. And interesting to see there in the last couple of weeks, just employed the services of renowned coach Butch Harmon. And we can see in some sort of hidden camera shots working on a new move in the backswing. We're likely to see a new pre-shot routine starting on Thursday by the looks of things. So he's been working away in the background. So again, not going to be too far away come Sunday, but a little disappointing. Only one of two Irish in the field this year. Of course, Shane Lowry, the previous Open champion. No Harrington this week and no Seamus Power this week. Both of those guys fell out the top 50 of the world golf ranking. So just two Irish to look out for. But yeah, certainly Masters generally goes to form. People have been playing well to start the year. So I don't think you can look too far away from Scheffler. We've got 2023 defending champion John Rahm. Not going to be too far away either, I'd like to think.
Yeah, Rahm is the one that stands out as defending champion, isn't he?
He does. Again, not had much to show for it this year, though. Obviously, since the well-documented switch over to LIV Golf, hard to actually sort of gather any form there. Only playing three rounds, so it's a little bit under the radar. Doesn't get tremendous press attention on each event. We're not fully aware of how those guys are playing. There's not a tremendous amount of statistics gathered on those events, so it's going to be a little bit difficult to see how those LIV players actually perform on the day. I mean, all in all, you've got, let's say, a number there to look out for on Sunday. I think one good each-way bet would be the likes of Will Zalatoris out at 28-1. Actually withdrew on the first, or just before his first round last year on the Thursday, and was in hospital 2 days later with surgery on his back. But Will Zalatoris had a second and a fourth already this year, and he's come back from injury. Xander Schauffele out at 16-1, three top tens in his last six Masters, and a runner-up at the big Players' Championship there just a fortnight ago. So another one there, which we've got to look at for a bit of press attention this week from Taylor Gooch, obviously talking about how if Rory McIlroy did complete the Grand Slam that he's so desperately trying to complete, that it would have a bit of an asterisk by it because of the sort of weakened field with so many of the world's top players outside of that field this year due to their defection to LIV Golf. So, but Taylor Gooch actually secured the invite at late notice this week. And the guy who has been dominating LIV Golf this year, Joachim Niemann, he's out at 25-1 for the Masters this week. He's actually won twice on the LIV Tour already this year. And it's only April, but he's actually made in the region of $10 million already this year. So Joachim Niemann did his best to secure an invite, playing all over the world in the early part of this year. along with the live tours, he's actually gone out to places like Australia and South Africa. The Asian tours, which actually Shakur invite to Augusta. So the Augusta committee have actually looked at that, appreciate that he's made the efforts, and they've actually invited Joachim Lehmann there, the number one guy on the live tour, to the Masters starting on Thursday.
So who are you siding with?
Again, I think McIlroy has got to do it. You know, so obviously from the Irish, we can't look too far from McIlroy, but really Scheffler's the man in form this year. Seems to be winning every week of recent time. Just missed out last week, finishing second, but he's, you know, top five every week by the look of things, and well ahead in the world number one ranking. So 2022 champion, I think he can do it again there, Scotty Scheffler. But, you know, the old adage, it doesn't always get started until the back nine on Sunday. So, you know, that the back nine there can really open up a few opportunities. Eagles on the 13th and 15th, but there's water everywhere on that back nine at Augusta. So it's never over till it's over. So certainly be glued to the TV this next Sunday week, and in for an exciting tournament by all accounts.